Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Random Chatter. Wow. I tell you what, every time you make plans for something, every time I make plans for something, they fall apart. We're doing all this new stuff in February and live shows and streaming and Twitch and the new layout for the Random Chatter stuff. And then I end up bedridden with the flu. Then a 3-day business trip becomes 4 days prior to the business trip, doing some emergency prep work for it. Then the business trip. I got off the plane yesterday, literally came home, went downstairs into the computer room and started recording Flick Fights. I've been running nonstop since. This is my first break, I feel like, in like a week. But yeah, the whole schedule got kind of messed around a little bit, but that's okay. We're getting the shows out. We're good to go now. So,
you know, the best laid plans, right?
Yes. Yes. I need to just stop making plans, because if I make a plan, it's almost going to guarantee it's not going to happen. That's the problem.
Well, you know, they say fail to plan to fail.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh? You'd think that would be the case, but
not always.
Yeah. This is our discussion show. Once again, Random Chatter has 2.5 shows now, as I like to call it. It's got the Random Chatter Headlines show, which is the news articles and stuff like that. The Random Chatter Discussion Show, which is this episode. And then on Monday or maybe Tuesday mornings, I haven't decided yet, we're going to do Random Chatter Recap, which is just a quick, hey, this is what we formerly used to have as the lightning round, and it's the box office results, and it's the new releases for the week, stuff like that. Just kind of a little quick 10 to 15 minute thing just to get your week started out. So, and then the headline show will probably be coming out on, I'm thinking now, maybe Thursdays, and then the discussion show on Saturdays. We spread them out a little bit. I was going to do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but then we figured out that would overlap with some other shows in the network, and I don't want to do that to people. So, interestingly enough, we just chose our topic for this episode about 25 seconds before hitting record.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. And I'm going to try really hard not to rant here. And I got to be careful because my wife doesn't normally listen to the show. And right now I think she's in bed, so I might be safe. But if she ever comes back and listens to this, I'm going to be in trouble because I'm going to throw her under the bus here.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. I've got a little bit of a rant on this topic, I think. But it's interesting because the way we consume our media has changed a lot. And we used to think of it as the medium we used for our media. You know, it used to be you go to the movies and you watch television. Well, now you watch movies on your TV and you watch your TV on your phone. And everything is time shifted. People don't watch things live anymore. People stream stuff instead of watching it on actual antenna or cable. It's a very different consumer environment now than it used to be. But there's one change that has gotten worse, and it really annoys me. And I don't know how you feel about this, Lou, because we brought up the topic, but we didn't really say anything about our opinions on it. Mm. This came about because we were talking about Legion, which is a new TV show on, I believe it's on FX. It's very good. It appears to be loosely based on the X-Men universe. It is not really loosely based on it, but the appearance is that it's kind of loosely based on it. If you know your X-Men comic books, you know exactly who the character is and exactly what his relationship with the X-Men are. The show doesn't reference X-Men, though.
It does kind of, even in the title. I mean, the O in Legion is the, you know,
well, that's
X,
true.
You know, I think it's more closely related than you think. I mean,
but the content doesn't specifically, it doesn't overtly mention the X-Men.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't mention Professor X. It doesn't mention any characters we're familiar with, though it does mention mutants. And you do actually get to see mutant powers. And so it is, once you know that it is officially affiliated with Marvel and the X-Men, then it's obvious. Until then, you're wondering, oh, okay, is this like somebody trying to do an X-Men thing but can't overtly mention it because they don't have the rights to it or something? No, it's officially sanctioned X-Men. But anyway, it kind of snuck up on people. The ratings have been really good. And so you and I were talking about it a little bit because we were going to talk about it on our headline show. And what was it that you said, Lou?
Well, I said I've got to rewatch episode one again because I didn't catch as much as I wanted to. I was multitasking.
You were what?
And right away I said that you went, oh.
Oh, Lou, no, 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 no.
It's a bad habit I have.
Well, that's the thing. It's a bad habit that like everybody has now.
Well, you know, it's funny because I think for me it started, you know, years ago when I would always have the TV on in the background.
Right.
When I'm doing something else, like I'd pop on an episode of Babylon 5 or DS9 or something and just have it run in the background. I knew the episode so well, I could understand what was going on, enjoy the show, and still do what I'm doing.
Right.
But it doesn't work with new stuff. You can't really do that. And I've been learning this more and more over the last year or so. Sometimes I'm like, oh, what episode did we watch just now? And what happened last week? I'm like, I need to stop doing more than one thing at a time and just focus on just what I'm trying to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife is notorious for that, at least in my opinion. She will not watch TV unless she has her phone out. And then she is normally looking at her phone. And this means movies. This means television. In fact, if she's watching a movie and does not have her phone out, she falls asleep. She falls asleep in the theater for movies that she desperately wants to go see. Now, of course, to be fair, most of the time that has happened, she's also been working night shift. She works 12-hour shifts as an emergency room nurse. She is often just physically exhausted anyway. So I gotta maybe backtrack a little bit on what I just said. But yeah, when she watches stuff, she always has her phone out. So I introduced her finally to The Expanse. And we got up to episode 4, CQB. There are a few visual things that happen in that episode. And the basketball of blood, as some people have called it, or the blood balloon or whatever. And I keep having, okay, honey, this part's kind of more of a visual part. Or the worst thing is like comedies and they're sight gags. And she's like completely over her head because she's not looking at them. But then she gets pissed off. Like if I even look at her while we're watching a movie now, she loses it because, oh my gosh, yes, I'm watching the freaking movie. Okay, fine. I put my phone down. Are you happy now? I'm like, I thought I saw something out the window out there. I wasn't even looking at you. I was looking near you. What are you talking about? But like it drives me insane because, like later on, if I wanted, you know, we talk about things we've seen together, right? That's part of what we do here in the podcast. I want to talk to her about a movie or something. It's like, yeah, it was okay. I'm like, well, did you even watch it? And like a day or two later, I'll be like, hey, remember that part in the movie where blah, blah, blah happened and this happened? She's like, huh? What movie was that? I'm like, the one you just watched the day before yesterday. Oh, I don't remember that scene. Well, yeah, I know because you didn't watch that scene.
Right.
You know, I don't understand how people can do that. Now, another example. A friend of mine, actually a former podcast host for the Random Chatter Network, a very close friend of many years. He and his wife and son have a townhouse. And it's just the three of us. So when they eat meals, they eat in a little dinette in the kitchen. But they have a dining room area and then a little step down into a living room. So in the dining room area, he set up his computer desk and he does a lot of gaming. And his wife also has a smaller computer desk for the stuff that she does. And that's where he watches his TV from while he games on his computer. And he will only watch TV while he's gaming on his computer. And every now and then, you know, he'll hit the 10-second rewind or the 30-second rewind to catch something. But otherwise, like, that's just how he consumes his media. And he's been doing that for much longer than cell phones were really as ubiquitous as they are now.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, it's just such a, I mean, there's so many demands for our time these days. To get everything in, it feels like you have to do more than one thing at a time.
You're right. Which is
a
problem.
That's not the right way to look at it, but.
But
I look at my DVR is, you know, 98% full, and I'm like, God, I got to watch an episode tonight or I'm going to lose something. You know, it's like.
That's the thing. Yeah. Oh, and then, I mean, it's. Once you get married, it gets worse, as you know. And then on top of that, once you have kids, it gets even worse than that. And I've only got one kid. My understanding is it's worse the more kids you have. But you don't have the same level of free time as you used to. Your attention's being torn in multiple different directions. Plus, as you get older, generally the types of jobs you have change. And a lot of people I know end up taking work home with them. If not literally, then you know they will have people from work trying to contact them in the evenings for different things. You know, or us, we have a Slack community and, we hang out there all hours of the day and night. And, you know, sometimes with podcasting, something will come up or there'll be a discussion that we want to partake in regardless of what we're physically doing at the time in our physical environment. So not only are we being pulled in a lot of different directions too, but then that ends up leaking and spilling over into moments where we don't have things going on and you're watching a movie and I find myself doing this now and I hate it. The pacing drops a little bit. It's a scene where it's mostly dialogue and it's the old walk and talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull up my phone to check Slack and to check my email. And then I catch myself a few minutes later. I'm like, well, why am I even watching the TV? And it's like, okay, well, I'm still picking up most of what's going on because it's dialogue. So that's okay. But then, you know, depending on what it is, whether it's a sitcom or a drama or an action show or something, there's still going to be stuff that you need to watch. And you think it's okay because it's just dialogue. But the reality is a lot of communication is body language.
Yep.
And you're missing a lot of the subtleties of characters' emotions.
And even aside from that, you're not getting the full context of what's going on because you're not giving it your full attention.
Right.
You know, so you may have heard the words, but you're not, you know, comprehending it as much as you could. And I find that a lot because I'll be doing Slack and stuff on my phone when my wife and I are watching like Law and Order SVU. That, you know, I watch the show. It's not a real passion for me. My wife likes it. So it's something we do together. And, you know, she'll say, well, what do you say? I'm like,
you're like, somebody said something?
Like, yeah, I know what they're talking about, but I couldn't tell you the exact details of the conversation. So it's like, okay, now I'm not really comprehending what they're saying. I should put the phone down and just focus on the show, you know? So,
but you're right, though.
I do more than I should.
There's also that flip side of things. I've, you know, Babylon 5, you and I have both watched Babylon 5 countless times now. Because when I used to play MMOs, and man, I miss those days, but I would always have another monitor or, you know, a TV or something next to me, and I would watch Babylon 5. I've seen the entire series. I think I tell people I stopped counting at 11 times. I've seen almost the entire run of Scrubs probably 5 or 6 times. My son now has made it, so I've watched Phineas and Ferb more than 10 times. I think I've lost count on that one now, too. But it's nice to have something going on in the background because a lot of times in an MMO, you're spending a lot of time traveling and it's boring, or you're spending a lot of time communicating with people and trying to get, you know, coordinate a whole bunch of people showing up at the same place at the same time to go do something. And you might focus after that, but for right then, you're not really doing anything.
Right.
Another game you just picked up, Lou, Elite Dangerous. It's a space simulator and it's a lot of fun. But traveling in space can be boring. So it's nice to have something on next to you while you're playing that so that, you know, you're catching up on the 98% full that your DVR is.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. It's this phenomenon that, like, it infuriates me. It pisses me off. But then it kind of is what it is now. Like, this is just how it's done.
Yeah. And I think it's a trend that we're doing the wrong way. I mean, you know, we've got these better home theater systems now. We have access to more shows. We can do, you know, shows on the fly when you're on your phone. You can download things off your DVR to your phone. You can stream things. You know, I've got a nice home theater set up with a big screen in my living room. You'd think that would be the screen I would focus on the most and not do everything else, but I'm not. I'm
right.
Reading Slack. I'm trying to check my email. I'm, you know.
Because we're social creatures, and so
yeah.
We're socializing. So what's the fix? I mean, I guess you could turn all of these devices off and put them across the room somewhere, but then there's still the distraction of, is there anything going on? Is someone trying to text me right now? Do I have a phone call coming in? Like, you've got that nagging at the back of your mind that you might be missing out on something.
Well, you've also got, you know, you put your phone down in the other room or on the counter and you're on the couch watching TV and your Apple Watch buzzes and you're like, ooh.
Okay.
Ooh, I got to go check that.
You know, so you turn off your Apple Watch too.
Right. Then.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because I've really done a good job of not doing this when I'm at the theater. If I go to the movies,
yeah,
my phone is in the pocket. It's not even on vibrate. It's on silent with no vibration. I put my watch in do not disturb mode and just watch the movie.
And you know, I don't even feel the temptation to check my phone in the theater. So why is it different?
I don't know. I was just thinking that. Why do I do that differently? Is it because I'm more conscious of other people in the theater with me that I don't want to disturb them with the light of my watch?
Well, maybe
or my
you,
phone?
Because you're a nice guy, but I don't know that everybody else is quite that benevolent. I don't know that everybody else really gives a crap about what the people next to them think. But that is, yeah, so there's the peer pressure of not disturbing the people around you. You could argue that you've invested probably too much money in the tickets and the popcorn and the drink to not focus on the movie. You know, it's more of an event. Of course, that's another aspect, too. It is more of an event. You are physically leaving your home. You are removing yourself from the familiar environment full of distractions and inserting yourself into what is, in theory, an isolated environment, at least a mostly stimulus-free environment. But why don't we do that at home when we're watching a movie? I guess, you know, because you could pause it. You could back it up and check something else. You can pull out your phone and not piss other people off.
Right.
Unless you're my wife, because it does piss me off, but she doesn't. But then we're back to the peer pressure thing, like not even a factor for her, because she does not give a crap whether I'm pissed off that she's not watching the movie. Yeah.
You know, I wonder if that's a challenge we should make for ourselves and our listeners to say, you know what, when you're watching TV shows now, don't use your phone. Don't, you know, see if we can do this. I mean,
yeah,
I guess I'd like to hear from our listeners to see if it's something they do and how they deal with it. And if they feel it's okay, or if they feel they can still get the most out of their TV watching while they're doing something else, or if they feel like I do, like, yeah, I probably shouldn't do that because I know I'm missing some stuff.
You know, that's a good point. I think people, depending on how much you watch, if you watch a handful of TV shows, I want you to pick one TV show. If you watch a crazy, insane amount of TV shows, then maybe pick three TV shows that are important to you. And don't use your phone. Turn it on, put it on vibrate or whatever. Put it outside of your arm's reach. And just go a month or two, you know, 4 to 8 episodes of this show. It only has to be just this show or these couple of shows. And at the end of this experiment, see if your enjoyment of them has changed at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's the key, is at the end of that experiment, you know, did you get more out of that show than you would have, you know, if you were using your phone?
Right. And don't pick shows that are already your favorites either. Pick a show that you know you probably should focus on, that it's the type of show you would enjoy, but maybe you've tried it before and it just didn't click. Or, you know, for some other reason, like there's reason to believe that maybe you were affected by the distractions going on and that's why you didn't care for the show. don't just pick your favorite show, because obviously you're still going to like it just as much as you did before.
Right, but you may have a new appreciation for it too.
Yeah.
You know, you may be getting more out of it than you did. I was just trying to think, what was the show on Sci-Fi a couple of years ago about the, was a disease or a plague?
That doesn't narrow it down. First of all, that's every zombie show.
No, it's not a zombie show. It was on the same time when 12 Monkeys came on.
Okay.
I'm drawing a total blank on that show. And this is probably a cause of what it is. I'm trying to think of what it was. And I'm like, I know I was multitasking during the show, and I know I didn't pick up as much of the plot lines as I probably should have.
See?
And I feel really bad. And so this is the culmination of all that coming together, saying, yeah, see, Luke, you should have been paying attention.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if I should have watched that more closely and not done something at the same time.
Possibly.
I mean, I know currently Incorporated on Sci-Fi, I am not multitasking during that. I've been watching that solely, and I think I've been...
I meant to ask you about that.
Enjoying the show.
Okay, so you would recommend it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's fantastic, but, you know, it's worth a watch.
Okay, I've been considering picking it up. But so there's a show that you watch without... for me, Westworld is one, because you kind of need to pay attention.
Right, yep.
Legion is definitely one.
Yeah, I got done with the first episode and went, I don't really think I understood that.
Yeah, this is like watching a TV show written by Pink Floyd back in the Roger Waters days after they read some X-Men comics. In fact, there are a lot of Pink Floyd references in the pilot episode, and I don't know if they're intentional or not. But, yeah, there are some things. The Expanse, I watch all the way, but it's a more engaging show, too.
Yeah, I definitely don't do anything else during The Expanse. In fact, I watch each episode twice, because I know we do a podcast it, and
yeah,
definitely got to pick up more details.
And it was the same thing for me with Lost.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were kind of, if you were a fan of Lost, you were hooked on... like every moment that was happening, it was like trying to figure out a puzzle, and you didn't want to miss anything because there were a lot of things kind of hidden in the background, or more subtle nuances of things going on in the series. But I want to ask you a question that's kind of on this topic that I didn't really think about until now. You went on a cruise and you probably had very limited cell phone reception. And Wi-Fi is crazy expensive.
Mm.
How did you do on the cruise without internet?
I did pretty well. I mean, I did have the Wi-Fi package for whoever, you know, minimal data.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot you got
that. But I only turned it on because I was so worried about going over and didn't want to start paying crazy money.
Yeah.
I only turned it on to, you know, send a Slack message or send a tweet out about what was going on the cruise, and then turn it back off again. So I wasn't really getting the same feed that I normally have. But, you know, you're in an environment where you're either there to relax or you're there so engaged with what's going on. It wasn't, something that was missing in my life at that point, because I was had other things to do. You know, I mean, it was a Star Wars cruise. There was other things going on. There was things to see. And when there wasn't that stuff, it was, you know, I'm going to just kind of lay out in the deck here and relax.
Right.
And for that point, it was actually a good way to kind of unplug and relax.
So it's weird that, and I kind of had the same experience on the two cruises I went on. I didn't really feel any sort of a desire to, I mean, an occasional, you know, check in with the friends and, you know, hey, is everything going okay? Hey, I'm enjoying the cruise. I'll see you in a week.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if it's because it's such an alien environment, like you are so far removed from all the typical distractions that it just.
Oh, I'm sure that's a lot of it, because you are out of your element. You're not where you normally are, and your habits are all broken at that point.
Right.
You're not doing your regular routine. If I was home and someone said, yeah, just unplug and don't have access to social media or, you know, the internet for the next, you know, week, I'd be hard pressed. Yeah. I have to say.
I don't know. It to me, sometimes it seems really strange. I I don't know. And I guess part of it too, I'm not that plugged into Facebook. I'm not that plugged into Twitter, but I don't know that I want to be either, because like my wife in the evening, she's generally on Facebook when we're watching TV, and she does pick up on things that, it like, I don't know what's going on with some of our friends that we don't live near in that, or she'll, you know, have different news stories forwarded to her, whether fake news or not. So I guess there's that, but then there's also just a lot of junk, and the signal to noise ratio is so skewed that I don't want most of my time to be spent sifting through a bunch of junk to then find something that's actually worth reading. And, you know, it's the old spam in your inbox thing with email. And we finally got that under control. And now we move to Facebook. We get some of that under control, and then we move to Twitter. And it's the same thing all over again. I get it. But I don't know. It's frustrating because I hate it. I hate that I can't have a shared viewing experience with my wife and have something that we both enjoy. And yet I sometimes find myself doing the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I probably do it more than you do it. I typically do it when I'm alone, you know, watching my own stuff, and I'll be doing something else and realize I get to the end of the show and I'm like, okay, what happened in this episode? Because I don't really remember what I watched. Yeah. and I hate that feeling. So I'm going to put a conscious effort out to start cutting my, maybe not cutting out entirely, but at least cutting back.
You know,
on my social media or my internet browsing while I'm watching a show.
It's funny too, because I used to, I liked the idea of the second screen apps. But they never had any compelling content. Like if, I don't know, I'm just going to pick something at random here. Star Wars Rebels. To my knowledge, it does not have a second screen app where it updates you on different trivia and things like that, behind the scenes stuff as you're watching the show. Okay. Well, so either it only does it when it's live and I don't watch stuff live anymore, or it will sync with the show. But then the stuff it's feeding you, like it's Star Wars Rebels. This isn't to brag, because there are a gazillion Star Wars experts out there, but I'm already a Star Wars expert. So telling me that this hammerhead cruiser also appeared in the Clone Wars series. Well, yeah,
right.
I know, because I watched the Clone Wars, or like different things that you attribute.
Yeah, I haven't caught on to the whole second screen thing myself either.
Well, the second screen thing didn't catch on to the second screen thing. I mean, it seems like it's very rarely done now.
Sci-fi still does Sci-Fi Sync.
Okay.
And they still do. And in fact, I did do a couple of those with The Expanse, because I did get some Hue lights. I think I mentioned that a couple episodes ago, and I wanted to try that.
But that's why you do it. That's different.
It was cool, but I didn't care about the stuff they were putting on my phone.
Exactly.
You know, telling me about, you know, what was going on, or, oh, did you see that? I'm like, yeah, I'm watching it. I just saw that.
Right.
You know?
Right. But that's the other thing, is that a lot of that has now moved into live tweeting.
Right.
But again, I don't watch the stuff live. Now, Chris does a phenomenal job of live tweeting for The Crash Couch, which is our Expanse podcast. And he's got a lot of really good interactivity. And, you know, I understand the appeal behind all that. And to be honest, if we didn't get press screenings of it, I would probably be watching it live. And I would probably consider live tweeting, too. But again, it's almost just like talking to other people amongst yourselves while you're in the room watching the show. And I would typically be the person telling everybody else to shut up because I didn't hear what they just said.
Yep.
You know, be like, oh no, he didn't. Oh, look, he just totally blew that thing. I'm like, dude, I didn't hear what she just said in response to it though, because you're like, you're geeking out over. Yeah. We all saw it. So like, I would be that guy, which I know that's obnoxious, but so again, if you're tweeting about what you're watching, you're tweeting about the portion of what you're watching that you're actually watching, and you're not watching the other portion. I don't know. And now I feel like the grumpy old man who's telling everybody to get off his lawn. Let's talk about something else. What have you been? It's been a while since we've recorded. And, you know, we've got a few more minutes left in the episode here. Have you seen any movies recently? Started any new TV shows? Played any new video games? Read any new books? What's been going on?
Gosh, I don't. You know, well, let's see. I did start Legion, which I have to restart because of reasons we just said. I'm into season two of The Expanse tremendously. I am loving what they're doing with it so far.
It is so good. It's
such a good TV show. And you know, you see all these reviews that say it's the most important, you know, sci-fi series in the last 10 years. And I'm like, yeah, I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, I mean, I picked up some Hallmark stuff online last night, actually, some good discount stuff. I realized I hadn't received a...
Star Wars stuff, I'm guessing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I hadn't received the Death Trooper ornament, and I'm not sure if my wife just omitted that because she didn't want a Death Trooper hanging on the tree, or I don't know, but it was one of the ones they released late in the season, so she may have already done her ornament shopping ahead of time. So, but the nice thing was, instead of paying, you know, $16 for it, it was on sale for like $4.
Wow.
On the Amazon, I mean, not Amazon, on Hallmark's website. I'm like, yeah, I'll take that.
Wow, no kidding.
And I collect the itty bitties. And they had a bunch of those that were buy one, get one half off.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, oh, okay, I'll get a few of the ones I don't have now. So
yeah,
I'm excited about getting those.
Cool.
Other than that, not really. I've been doing some non-tech stuff. I'm trying to get my basement woodworking shop set up. So I've been doing some work down there on my days off and getting that ready to go. And mainly getting my wall separated up so I don't get dust into the area my wife does laundry in, which my marriage lasts longer.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, so that's been my
all the sawdust would be really clean though.
It would be, but when she hangs the stuff to dry on drying racks and it's just covered with a fine layer of she's not real happy with that. So
no, I bet not.
What have you been up to lately? You seen anything in the theaters lately? I haven't been in the theater since
Rogue One?
Since Rogue One, I think, tell you the truth, yeah.
I did go to the theaters just recently, which is also my first time since, literally since Christmas Day, which was my second Rogue One viewing. Oh, real quick, though, you mentioned the Hallmark stuff. I finally found the Rebels Funko Pops, all of them except Chopper.
Cool.
So I got Ezra, Sabine, and Hera, and I did not get Kanan and Ezra because I don't care about them.
Cool.
To which my son said, "You don't care about them." And then I had to, whoa. I mean, I don't care about the toys. He gets very emotional if people don't care about one another. So it was, I'm like, oops, not what I meant. You'll understand later when you start collecting things. But yeah, I went to see John Wick 2.
Oh.
John Wick Chapter 2.
I need to see that. How was that?
You do need to see it. It's really good. I was thinking, okay, so I've got to go home and rank it on Flickchart. And I was thinking at some point it's probably going to come up against the first John Wick because they're pretty similar and I liked them both. And I was trying to think of which one I would rank against the other and I had a really hard time deciding, but I think that that speaks to how good the second one is, that it would be tough for me to decide. There aren't really as many surprises in the second one as there was the first, because you kind of already get it. The first one was kind of something that wasn't really ever done before, at least not in that way.
Right.
And so now you kind of know how you're going to expect the character to react. So again, surprises, not so much. A lot of the movie is, it's predictable, but they do a really good job of making it, like, they acknowledge the parts that are going to be predictable. They know it. They don't underestimate the audience. They know, okay, we know people are going to predict what happens here. And they do the best they can to make the unpredictable parts interestingly unpredictable. And the ending of the film is definitely impactful and sets up a sequel very well. It's one of those movies where you walk away from it and you're like, holy crap, how are they going to pull that off? Which is kind of nice. So what it doesn't have in the surprises, it does in the way they changed the cat and mouse game up a little bit. It in a lot of ways, it's just more of the same. And then in a lot of other ways, they change it up enough so that it is considerably different. Anything more than that, and I'm probably starting to give stuff away. Not so much that there are plot twists, but just it's one of those movies where you should just watch it and not know a whole lot going into it, because every moment in the film should be fresh. Like, you should never really know exactly what's going to happen in the next moment, because okay. That's the type of film it is. Like, you wouldn't want to spoil certain scenes from John Wick 1, even if they're just action scenes.
Right, yeah.
You know. But definitely worth seeing. Didn't make a lot of the box office. It opened in third place with $30 million. But again, it was up against 50 Shades Darker and the Batman movie, and opened on the weekend of a big snowstorm throughout the Northeast, which, yeah, that's only a portion of the country, but it's a really heavily populated portion of the country. And that being said, even only bringing in $30 million, it still doubled John Wick 1's opening weekend.
Yeah, well, John Wick 1, I think, was kind of under the radar.
Like, yeah.
Nobody knew what was coming out and what it was about. And
right. Yeah, so, I mean, it made $15 or $16 million, which is, like, pathetic. It's an embarrassment. It was really when it hit DVD that it got a following. But still, any sequel to double the first movie's box office draw, for whatever reason, that's still pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's good. Let's see. What else have we been up to? I don't know if we've recorded since my birthday.
I don't think we have.
No. Wow. Wow. We got to get back on the ball here. I didn't really have much of one. It got kind of skipped over I was on a business trip for my birthday itself, and then I immediately got sick afterwards. And I still have to figure out what I'm basically on the hook to buy myself a birthday present. I don't know what to get.
Nice.
I did get Elite Dangerous for the Xbox One, based on recommendation from Zachary in our Slack channel. And I'm enjoying it. It's slow paced, but again, it's been helping me catch up with other TV shows and DVR things and stuff like that. So, because I've got those going on while I'm playing, so that's kind of nice. I am going to, this weekend, I'm going to pick up a game called The Turing Test, which is an independent game. It's only like maybe $20 or something, but it's
Are you trying to figure out if you're sentient yourself?
Kind of. Well, I'm speculating that there is probably a twist later in the game, but the idea is there's a research facility with this test that is designed for artificial intelligence systems to see whether or not, to do the whole Turing test thing. And for one reason or another, I forget exactly why, but you end up at this facility. I'm not familiar with the whole opening story, but mechanically the game basically is very similar to Portal.
Okay.
It is not Portal. You don't have actual portals. But it is that type of a first-person kind of not really physics puzzles, but like problem-solving, you know, get out of the room to the next room sort of thing. But it's like linear problem-solving stuff. I've seen some stuff of it on Twitch, and it looks pretty good. So I'm probably going to pick that up. And otherwise, I've just been like trying to decide what video game to get. I've been thinking about Overwatch. It's a first-person shooter that is apparently pretty forgiving if you're not the world's best first-person shooter. It has a lot of different characters with a lot of different abilities, so really it's more about how you use the abilities and where and when than it is how accurate your aim is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also been voted Game of the Year by like every gaming magazine ever.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool game. I picked it up a while ago. I haven't really played it a ton, but okay. Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to play it now that I picked up the grippy add-on things for the joysticks that you suggested. So,
well, dude, I didn't know you had it. I'm totally going to Walmart tomorrow and picking it up.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, if you want to try it out, because
yeah.
One of the reasons I hadn't picked it up yet is I didn't know anybody who played it. So, Awesome. Well, I might pick that up then. I was also thinking about Elder Scrolls Online, which is kind of like an MMO set in the Skyrim. Well, I guess Skyrim is set in the Elder Scrolls universe.
But, okay. Yep.
But it's basically that. It's like Skyrim sort of stuff, but in an MMO, but it's console based. Well, there's a PC version too, but this is like the big console MMO. And it's supposed to be pretty good. But otherwise, like, I don't know what to get because I like games that are collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a real twitchy first-person shootery type player. I'm antisocial. I like playing games with people I know. I don't like pugs or pickup groups. I don't like logging into a game and just, you know, whatever stranger's there. And then, you know, I screw something up and I'm getting belittled and berated for 30 minutes by a bunch of 12-year-old kids or something. Like, I just,
yeah, it's not I'm not big on that myself.
Yeah. So, and I'm not always able to play and voice chat either. Like, sometimes I'm also talking to my wife who's in the room, or my son's there, and I don't want him to hear all of the 12-year-olds trying to sound cool by all of the expletives they're able to pick up at school and stuff. So, I don't know. I like things like Diablo 3 or 7 Days to Die or stuff that's a little different. So it makes it kind of hard to know what to get.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you the one thing I'm looking forward to this year on the PS4, at least, is going to be the new version of Gran Turismo. It was pushed off since last December, so hopefully it comes out sometime soon. But I really enjoyed the racing games before, so this one should be the next generation and the first one for the next generation console. So I'm looking forward to playing that.
You know, I've never picked up a racing game. I've played them in arcades.
Yeah.
I'm pretty decent at them. But I've never picked up. So what would be a good one to pick up on a next-gen console, do you think? Like, of what's out there? Do you have any idea?
I mean, from what I've been told on the Xbox One, Forza is a really good racing game.
Okay, yeah, I've heard that.
And there really isn't anything good on the PS4 right now, so I'm waiting for Gran Turismo to come out. I think Gran Turismo Sport is what they're calling this one. So.
Well, I'm waiting for Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah, I've heard about that. That's on my list too. Next month or is that May?
No, I think it's either March or April.
Okay.
South Park Fractured But Whole was supposed to be the end of next month and it got delayed again. So now it's going to be in fiscal year 2017/18, which starts, I think, in April and runs through the following March. So basically it is going to be no longer out next month. It's going to be out sometime within the next 13 months.
Gotta love it.
Thanks for that. But the last one got delayed a lot too, and it was a good game. And I'm more concerned with them putting out a good game than I am how quickly it gets out. But then on the other hand, it's like, hurry up.
Yeah.
So... but that's really about it. Oh, Doctor Strange came out 2 days ago on iTunes. So I picked that up. I haven't listened to the commentary on it yet. I was going to watch it on the plane, and then I realized that flying makes me so miserable that I have no interest in watching anything on the plane. I just want to close my eyes and pretend that the world doesn't exist. Anyway, that's a rant for another time.
Sad.
Yeah. I've been trying to think of, I've been trying to find a new show to binge watch.
Okay.
And the Xbox One has this feature where you can basically like slide the screen in and then on the right hand side, you can run another app. And one of the apps you can run is you can watch video. You've got an HDMI input in the back of your Xbox One. So I've actually got my PlayStation going into my Xbox. So I can then go into my PlayStation and I can pull
up. Is that like crushing the streams?
Kinda, yeah. Yeah, there's a little space-time continuum ripple in my living room at the moment. But I can pull up Netflix or Hulu or something like that. And so I've been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine in a little window while I'm playing Elite Dangerous or while I'm playing 7 Days to Die. And that's kind of cool, but I want to watch something where I don't have to focus on the visuals that much because it's a small little window. And unfortunately, Microsoft is now getting rid of it. They're removing
really?
that
well, you know why? Because we just said that multitasking while you're trying to watch a show is not the best way to watch a show.
Yeah.
They were being preemptive on that for
yeah.
us.
Yeah. Great. But I'm trying to figure out what to watch that I can binge watch that's interesting, but I can maybe do it while I'm playing a game that doesn't require my entire focus. And I'm having a hard time finding shows that I want to watch.
Well, I still say you should go back and watch DS9, but I know you never made it through that.
I've tried DS9 so many times now that I'm
just
not...
You never got to the good stuff. You never got to the...
You're right. If I'd gotten to any of the good stuff, I wouldn't have stopped. Yeah. You know, they somebody who was one of the makers of the show, I guess, has raised $150,000 on Kickstarter.
For what?
To do a documentary. And in the documentary, he's getting the writers group back together and having them explain what would happen in the following season. Like if they had an additional season, what would it consist
season?
Of?
Huh, interesting.
Yeah. And that is an interesting premise. Like I don't care personally, but I think that's a cool thing to do.
I thought they wrapped up the series pretty well when it ended, but it was also Star Wars took a turn. Sorry, Star Trek took a turn there when Roddenberry passed away, because that was during that run of the show.
Oh, was it during DS9?
I believe so. Either that, or he was not in the loop, or you know, I think he passed away during the run, and you could tell that the story has changed. I mean, it went from being everything in the future was, oh, everything's really good, and, you know, the Federation is all happy, and there's no dissenting opinions or anything else, and it went to becoming a little darker, and I thought it was more realistic and more what I think would probably be like, you know, so that was kind of cool.
Well, I just...
I know, you'll never go back and watch it.
I tried. I mean, what it is, I just... don't like the characters. There's not a single character on the show that's not true. Was it the Cardassian?
Yeah. Garrick.
I liked the Cardassian.
Yep.
And that's it. I just didn't care about any of the other, maybe Dax a little bit. Just didn't care about the rest of the characters. Did not care about Captain Sisko. Did not care about who's a Quark, the Ferengi.
Yep. I thought everybody got better around season five. I think it was four or five.
But I shouldn't have to watch.
No, I'm not saying.
And everybody kept. Wait, season three. That's the key. You got to watch season three. So I get through season three, and I'm like, no, still no.
Yeah, I mean everything. You don't have to watch that far to get good episodes, but I thought things really got really, really good in season four and five. They started doing longer story arcs. Things started to string together. The war had started. It was, you know, it was just much more deeper storytelling.
Okay.
And let's see, Roddenberry died in 91.
Okay.
And let's see. Yes, I want to see when DS9 ran from. Let's see, Wikipedia, DS9. That doesn't help me. From 2369 to 2375.
Of course. Of course it did.
DS9 premiered in 93 and ran through 99. So, yes, he was dead before this started. I know he started the work on this, but, by season three, things started to take a little darker turn in the universe.
Well.
Which I thought was good, you know.
Yeah, it's good in the sense that, like, I have a list of characters I wanted to see die. So darker would have been good.
Wow.
I'm with you there. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for this episode. We probably could have cut it at 30 minutes, but, you know, it's been a while, so I thought we might as well have some portion of the episode where we catch up a little bit. So, all right. But that's going to do it for this episode of Random Chatter. Don't forget to tune into our Random Chatter headline show. The numbering system is just going to continue. Like the news show this week was 126, I think. This episode is 127. So it's just the one show. The recap episodes won't be numbered. But so the numbering system is going to continue, just to try to keep it simple. But yeah, check those out. Let's see. You can contact us via email, randomchatter@randomchatter.com. You can find us on Facebook. It's Random Chatter Network. The Twitter account is just @randomchatter. I'm @EricBlythe. That's ERIKBLYTHE. And Lou, where can they find you?
Find me @LouSecki. That's LouSecki.
All right. You can find all of the Random Chatter shows over at the Random Chatter Podcast Network at randomchatter.com. See, there's a theme. there's a system here.
You might even call it a network.
You might even do that. Not much of one, but yeah, you could call it a network. Actually, I shouldn't say that because there are a lot of really good shows in the network, none of which do I really have anything to do with. But and there's also my shows. So there you go. What else do we need to plug here? We're going to be starting to do live shows on Twitch. We're also bringing back gaming on Twitch. Follow us on Twitch. It's Random Chatter Network. That's the account you want to follow. The music you hear in this podcast is The Perfect Heist by Blue Stolly. And Asilius' Sentence Sounds, all trademarks are owned by their respective owners. Shout out to all of our Patreon donors.
I was just going to say, we can't forget the Patreon donors.
Oh, trust me, I do not. If it weren't for them keeping me with some level of sanity in the Slack channel, I'd probably be long gone by now. it's nice that a lot of them are going to be going to Celebration.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. A lot of people on Slack are going to be there with us, so it'll be fun. Yeah.
In fact, all of the people who are going to Celebration from our Slack channel, any Patreon donors, we are going to have them appear on Echo Base from Celebration. So they will actually get to be on the network as a podcast guest at the convention. It's going to be pretty cool. In fact, if we get the podcast stage, we'll probably bring them up during the podcast stage, and they'll actually get to be on stage at Celebration, so they can get to say that they did that. So that'll be cool. But that's it. So we will see you again next week. Until then, take care.
See you, everybody.